Two bomb blasts targeting a group of lawmakers killed at least 64 people in Afghanistan today, including members of parliament and school children. Philippa Hitchin reports.
This was the deadliest attack in Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. The bombs went off outside a sugar factory in the northern province of Balyan. The twin blasts struck school children, Afghan elders and government officials who had gathered to greet a visiting delegation of 18 lawmakers from the lower house. Balyan lies about 150 kilometres north of Kabul. Taliban bombers have killed regional governors in the past, but militants have never killed so many high-ranking officials in one attack. The northern Afghan region where the blast happened is known for tensions between the mainly ethnic Tajik government leadership and remnants of the militant group Hezb-e-Islami. The group's fugitive leader, an ethnic Pashtun, is allied to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, but has denied organizational links. Among the lawmakers reported killed was Syed Mustafa Kazimi, a former Afghan commerce minister and a powerful member of the opposition Northern Alliance. The government blamed the attack on the enemy of the people of Afghanistan, a term commonly used to refer to Taliban militants, but which could also include groups like al-Qaeda. I'm Philippa Hitchin.